Hello, I'm Nels Nelson, and you are listening to Brad and Nels' What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. On today's show, episode 25, it's been 1 year, ladies and gentlemen, we've been doing this show, and Brad and I are joined by Reggie Fidé, Mr. Divisible by Five himself, a regular guest on the show, and we look back on the year that was, and some of our favorite stories, and stuff we talked about, and predictions for what crazy thing could come the next way in the next 12 months. So enjoy episode 25 of Brad and Nels' What's News. Hey Brad, how's it going?
Oh, howdy man, it's going good. How are you doing?
Great. No more introing the show because I do a pre-recorded intro for each show now. Did you hear that last episode?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. So, how's things?
Wait. So, is this going to be part of the recording of the episode, or is this just?
You bet. We're going. This is the.
Oh, episode. We're going in. Oh, we're live. Okay. Oh yep. Man. Well, I mean, I don't know. My heart's seen better days, dude. All right. Like I'm assuming you, lifelong Oilers fan, right? I did not ask to be born in this province. I did not ask to be born near that city. I did not ask for any of that. But by sheer fate and misfortune, I was. And they've pretty much ripped my heart out and ruined my childhood for a good 17 years. So, you know, when I was getting into football a couple years ago, I was like, hey, man, you know what? You know what? I'm really liking this sport. I want to pick a team that's really fun to watch and isn't going to ruin my life every single time they play and just crush me inside. So I picked the Chiefs. I'm starting to think I'm a curse, Nelson, because they won today, but watching Patrick Mahomes get rocked and then he couldn't even stand up straight without falling up. Dude, I'm a curse. I'll tell you what, sports teams out there, I'm willing to let you pay me money for me to not be a fan of your team. I am a curse, dude. Any team I become a fan of is just bound for misery and just, oh, man. But yeah, I'm doing good.
But they won.
They did, but they it was not pretty. Probably shouldn't have won. There was a lot of ref. I don't want to think about it.
Refs suck. My next guest column in a podcast on another show that has a podcast that we may be in hashtag podcast wars with, which I'll get to in a minute. I write a guest column every once in a while. My next one's on professional refs. So look for that. It's episode 25. It's our first episode of the year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Our podcast is now... Well, this has got to be like a coming up on a year of doing this, right?
This is January, I think 17th, we did our first one. What's today's day?
Oh my goodness, it's January 17th. Look at that.
I think we're exactly 1 year.
Our
later.
Baby is now old enough to drink. We did
yes.
it. Wait, no, that's.
And this being episode 25, of course, we've got to have the man, the myth, the legend. Come on to Brad and Nels' What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. Reggie Fidé, Mr. Invisible by
yeah!
Five, how are you?
Hi, guys. Oh my gosh, I'm echoing like crazy right now.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, well, good. I'm just recording right now. Okay, just one sec. I got food coming in.
My agent is delivering me food.
Hold on 1 second.
Ketchup.
Do you want sour cream?
Okay, there we go.
Yes. Thank
That's
you.
Better.
All right.
For some reason, I was connected to two of you.
I thought I saw that. I was like,
and I was echoing. Yeah.
Reggie, what's new in your life? What's new in your life?
Oh, not much, man. Really, just the same old, same old. I had a COVID baby the other day. Other than that, pretty boring life.
Well, COVID, big thing in the last year of Brad Nels' What's News.
Sorry about that. I'm back.
It's okay. I can honestly say when Brad and I started this, we never thought we would be starting a newscast at the start of a pandemic.
I feel like
you guys planned it. You guys planned it like perfectly.
Yo, man,
because that's a lot of good everyone's story. Staying home because of COVID and they have nothing else to do but listen to Brad and Nels' What's News.
That's right. Especially in Azerbaijan.
Now look, this is a big episode, right? and there's a lot we got to talk about, but there's something I really got to address and get out of the way.
There's something I got to address as well.
Okay, yeah, which is the most addressed?
I got. Is yours about podcast wars?
No, mine is a matter of life and death. But you can podcast wars is about as important. If you,
I am now dead on the field, the battlefield of podcast wars.
Oh no, Nelson, what did you do?
The thing that I have to address is like an itch in my crotchal area.
You are not part of this address. No, there's you're not. You don't. Your name is not on the. There's no addressing for you.
No, we'll let him address too.
No, I'm not interested in his itches.
Well, it's just there's this rash.
If it makes you feel better, Reggie, my address has something to do with you. So just by nature secondhand, it is about you.
It's not about a rash you have in your crotch area.
I will change my address to address what you address pertaining to me.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so podcast wars, us and a fellow podcast out in the podcast universe. That's not I Want to Meet Nicolas Cage, which is the only other podcast in the universe, although it's disappeared.
Hiatus.
YEG Sports, YEG Sports. They do a sports podcast. They feel they should attack us needlessly.
Just a bunch of classless guys.
They started this whole podcast war thing, and I've been on their show a few times. I've been Switzerland. I've been trying to keep the peace between the two shows, be nice. And I always told them, Ryan McNee and Ethan Beduza, listen, if you ever do an Oilers preview show, I want to be on it. I want to talk about the Oilers. I want to be on the Oilers preview show. And they said, yeah. And I said, if you ever have Low Tide, my favorite sports radio host in all of Edmonton, in all of the land. I love listening to Alan Mitchell, Low Tide. If you ever have him on the show, I would love to be on the show. I don't even need to talk. I just need to be in on that Zoom call. I'll be on mute. And just to say I was on the podcast, like an episode with Low Tide. So not only did they not have me on the season preview, they also had Low Tide on the season preview. So not only did they shoot me in the heart,
this is war.
They shot me in the head. And I'm dead, Brad, on the field of podcast wars. And it's up to you to avenge me.
Well,
that's all I'm going to say.
I don't know what else you were expecting from people who are Calgary Flames fans, but I will say they did offer me a spot on their show that they seem to have revoked after I told them that I would never do it in a million years. So, but I still want to get on. See, I'm playing hard to get because literally my entire life's goal is to get on YEG Sports. But see, I'm thinking, right? I'm playing hard to get, you know, and that way they think I don't want to, but now they want me on more. It works every time. There was a bit of a tweet storm the other week, which resulted in a lot of hurtful things being thrown at me. And I've decided to be the bigger man and put up a dartboard with Ethan Beduza's face on it on my door to look at and remind me that I'm going to be on that show one day, Ethan. I'm going to make it on. Ryan, I'm going to replace you. All right? I'm coming for your spot. I'm going to be co-host on the top two shows. I'm on the top three shows since there's only three podcasts. Nicolas Cage podcast, ever heard of it? YEG Sports, boom, since day one. Day one. And YEG Sports, I'm coming for you as well. You're going to have me on that show, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I will eventually.
Well, I can't. I think I'm dead to them. And
they would do that to you, man.
They double tapped. Not have me on the Oilers show preview show. Oh, the Oilers were founded in the NHL the same year I was born. I was born in Edmonton. Destiny.
It's destiny.
Nope. Shot me. Well, fine. Let me be on a show with Low Tide. No, let's have him on the preview show that you're not on. Double tap. Two in the head. I'm done. I am done. Although you can check out yegsports.com and read my guest articles on there that I do.
They probably took your article and added a bunch of other stuff on it to make you look bad.
Yeah,
that's what these guys do.
He posts the picture for my article, never the picture I asked him to. So that's triple tapped. Anyway, sorry, I had to vent that. Listeners,
I'm pretty sure that Nels, you were just sending him pictures of you and your family. Just like self-portraits of like your kids and stuff and asking him to put it on there. It had nothing to do with the articles.
I came up with a witty sports thing. Maybe it's just me and I lay out. Brad's read the articles. Reggie, I know you don't know how to read. So I'll have to read them.
I used to know how to read. I'll relearn it. It's kind of like riding a bicycle, right? You just pick it up.
Yeah, you started listening to podcasts and there went reading ability.
Why do you need reading ability?
Yeah, when people talk to you, right? In your ears. So
the only thing that I read is the articles in Pornhub.
That's my favorite.
They have these nice, like, written articles, you know, by, like, Adriana Chechik, you know?
I have no idea who any of those people are, Reggie.
And,
so
yes, you do, Nels Nelson, or N squared, I should say, on Pornhub.com/article10011102.
Reggie, if you're trying to turn this into a backwards advertisement for your OnlyFans, I'm interested, by the way. Just hit me up after the show.
Brad, what is on your list? What do you have to address?
Okay, this is near and dear. Okay. We just got to get this out of the way. January 13th at 1:13 p.m. And I just need a follow up for this because this has been keeping me up at night. Reggie Fude posts on his Facebook page, "I just accidentally drank some bath water. And I don't know what I've been so afraid of when washing my face all this time. I gotta say, it wasn't that bad. Kind of like a watered-down strawberry sundae left in the sun too long." That was you that posted that. My question is, it's been a good, like, more than half a week since you consumed the bathwater. Has your life changed at all? Like, have there been noticeable differences?
I don't know about, you know, if my life has changed. I'd say definitely my perception of life has changed. How could it not after an experience like that? It's like, Brad, have you ever found Jesus? Like, have you found him?
You're never going to find him. The tomb was empty.
It's kind of like that.
Are you suggesting that drinking your own bath water was equivalent to the discovery of Christianity?
The inception of Christianity, I'd say, more accurately, but sure, yeah. I mean,
did Mary listen, just Brad, drink some bath water? Is that what happened this whole time? You should have known.
He turned the water into bath water. Everybody was so drunk, they just thought it was wine.
Oh. I mean, any water is bath water if you step into it.
If you sit in it long enough.
Is it, or is it not officially bath water till your genitalia?
Yeah, maybe it's sitting in it. Anything bath water, if you sit in it long enough. I like that.
Yeah, teabag it.
All right, well, I know Brad was really concerned and waiting for you to come on, Reggie, so he could ask.
Yeah,
you
no, I was wondering.
Your bath.
Yeah, now not okay, quite as sure. Important. How's the having the baby going? I mean, it's no bath water, obviously, but like, how's that going for you?
I don't know. It's good. She's literally the easiest baby ever. We have two kids. My first is 2.5 years old. And when he was born, like, he was so fussy all the time. He kept me up at night for like the first few nights. And at least it was a hard birth. So my wife, she was pretty out of commish. So I did most of the work. But this baby, she just like sleeps, eats, poops, pees. And that's pretty much it for her now. We've only had her for about a week and a half. Almost 2.
So you'll keep her so far. You won't send her back.
Wait, has it been 2 weeks? I don't know, like 2 weeks. It's been like
almost 2 weeks. You're going to be at work again this week, right? Or are you taking another week off?
Well, I am off on Wednesday, but I'm not taking another week. It's going to be, yeah, so I'll be back to work on Thursday. But I'm off on Wednesday because I have a doctor's appointment. Not anything to do with the baby.
It's about that crotch.
It's mostly to do with my rash.
Well, yeah. Reggie, that's great, but
And I think that the rash has something to do with the bathwater.
Yeah, maybe it's all connected. Well, my question is, keep in mind, I'm really not upset about, I kind of am, but I'm not like super upset about this. I mean, you kind of, I couldn't help but notice that you did name the baby and you did kind of promise me that you would name the baby after me. And it kind of looks like the baby was not actually named after me. So I'm just kind of wondering, like, maybe it was, like, lost in translation there. It was, like, a misprint.
Oh, absolutely. No, I hear you, Brad. And and you'll learn this as you have kids within the next, 6 months or so.
Wait, what?
But there's a lot of politics that goes into naming a baby, okay? It's not just like black and white.
Politics of lying to your friend and stabbing him in the back?
It's kind of like... You know how Trump was supposed to be reelected, but he got scammed out of the election? That's kind of what happened to the name Brad, you know, being given to my daughter.
I just want to say, Brad, you'll realize the politics are this. The mom picks the name.
I just find it really, really interesting that Reggie, who is probably in like the top 300 people that I trust, and like the top 200 that I know, I mean, he made a promise to me that this would happen, and their baby doesn't even have a B in its name. You can't even spell my name out of the baby's name. All the letters are there to make possible, but
that's not true. That's not true. Her full name is Aria. Brutish.
I have your Facebook up right now. I know.
Rafina. Uh-huh. I think Brad's in there. I think I can. I don't need to keep going. Brad's
you probably
in there
just
somewhere.
Like revise it though, right? Like you can swap the certificate. Like don't tell your wife,
it's
but just swap it like National Treasure style, and then like you can call her whatever you want. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna call her Brad as she's growing up. That you can be sure of. You can put money on that.
Okay, I'll trust you on that. I'm a little burned from the last time I trusted. Also, I'm not sure how I feel about placing my money in the hands of a man who drinks his own bathwater for spiritual meaning. I'm not 100% sold on
you. Well, you don't have to worry about me spending on alcohol because my stomach's already full of bathwater.
did you never get rid of the bathwater in the system? Is it just a permanent addition?
I still have the same bathwater in there in case I want to go back and just take a couple of sips. I want to bring it to work and share it with my friends.
You don't have to share it with me. I'm good.
I got other fluids I share with you, Nels.
Anyway, well, gentlemen, it's been great. Glad to have you on, Reggie. Brad, as always, it's an honor. We have done one whole year of Brad Nels What's News. And Reggie, I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
When I said to you a year ago, or a little more, that I thought of a podcast to do, not with you, because, you know, I don't know. I just thought Brad's got something. I don't know what it is, but he's got something.
I don't drink bathwater. It's kind of key there, I think.
And I said it's going to be a news podcast where we just find goofy news stories and riff on them for an hour-ish. What was your initial thought? You probably thought, this will never fly.
No, my initial thought was, get ready for it. Why not?
Why not?
Drop the
Look
line.
At you. You can be tough.
How much did you pay for him to say that, Nels, before this show? You guys were talking about something.
It's part of the lifelong contract, Brad. You'll figure it out. And, I'm glad. No, but thoughts on 1 year of Brad Nels, just in general. I know you've come on last episode you were on, and you interviewed Brad and I, but thoughts just on 1 year of Brad Nels, What's News?
I thought it was a super creative, interesting idea, and I really like Brad and Nels, What's News, because when it comes to like niche podcasts, I don't particularly have an affinity for them. I usually mm-hmm. like the ones where it's more conversational and like you're kind of getting to know the person that you're talking to. But with Brad and Nels What's News, I love the way that you guys do it because you chat for a bit and then you get to know you and then you get to learn interesting facts, interesting news stories that you would never have heard of.
That's
and
right.
And then you get to learn your take on it, which is oftentimes more interesting than the news stories themselves.
Yes, you also forget to find out Brad super duper loves O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Don't spoil the grand finale of the show here. I've been planning.
Okay, I won't. I super duper love following Jose Canseco, who now follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, that was Nels' big achievement. Did you see his tweet the other day? Jeffrey Epstein is still alive. I'd really like to follow up with Jose since you guys are such good friends. I'm really curious on his backing for that statement.
Believe it or not, I probably one of a billion followers of him. I'm not good friends with.
Hey, you'll get there, man. I believe in you. This show will take you places.
Well, Yegg Sports shot me and took my heart and ripped my soul. And
you gotta move on. So maybe they're not. They're just an X in the past now. Okay, you gotta find someone better for you. You know, they're just That's Ethan right. and Ryan. They're great guys, super entertaining. But you know, they're fans of the Flames, dude. I don't.
My focus is maybe being turned back to Nathan Fillion. By the way, the rookie is back on.
Oh yeah, I've been seeing the trailers. I just want to say, like with Ethan and Ryan, dude, the red flags are literally there because their houses are decked in Flames banners. It's just you just gotta move on with your life. But we're here for you. Your friends are here for you.
Well, that's why I have you guys on the show. Brad, same question to you. When I said, Brad, I texted you, I'm thinking of this podcast, we should do it. We'll talk about the news, but not the real news or not important news, crazy news, the funny news. And you want to do this? We'll do it together. And you said yes, obviously, because it's been one whole year, which is a big milestone for a podcast. Next milestone I'm looking forward to is 100th episode. So that's 3 more years away at the rate we're going, but we'll get there. What do you think looking back on it?
Well, it's kind of funny because when you said it, I honestly I didn't even think about it. I was just kind of like I usually don't think about stuff, dude. I was just kind of like, oh yeah, sure, man, there should be a springboard to talking about OJ, you know. I didn't even consider it at all. I was just like, all right, sure, whatever. I guess I'm doing this now. Kind of walked into a lifelong contract. Because we're doing the episode for your audio drama interview series where we kind of got this whole idea.
Behind the mysteries on Nels Nelson
Audio Drama? Yeah, no, I remember thinking it was pretty...
I have a video of that.
Oh yeah, I forgot you were there. Yeah,
you do. You know what? You should send that to me again, Reggie, and I'll post it in Brad Nell's What's News.
Sure. Good time.
I can't remember if I only took a short clip or if I took like a long clip and edited it.
Just some of it. Yeah. Anyway, you were talking, Brad.
Just saying, like, no, I never even thought about it. I just kind of figured, you know what? I'll just kind of go with it because, hey, you know, it gives me a platform to really procrastinate for an hour a week, and that's always a good thing, I will say.
Well, I figured you, because you're going to your last year of school, right? You're in grade 11 at the time, grade 12 now. I was like, you might not have much of a life, because, you know, teenagers don't do anything. There's a pandemic coming up. We're all going to be stuck at home. Okay, I didn't know that, but I just thought this guy, when I interviewed you for Behind the Mysteries, and getting to know you through one play, working together, and seeing you around town and just chatting with you on text, kind of being like a unofficial big brother
type role. And like Reggie is like the gay ex of the uncle, but he kind of hangs around. He's just trying to get a fork in my bathroom up, I think.
And I just thought,
is that why you were trying to do my nails? Is because you thought I was like Nels's gay ex? You kept playing with my hair during, like, you know, all the play practices.
Jeepers, this is not going well. But ultimately, I just thought you'd be good. You're a witty kid. You've been on the radio. You're used to speaking to the world. And I just thought, I'm gonna ask Brad. I get along with Brad. I think he's a good.
I'm glad you asked. Honestly, I think.
And I save the good egg analogy. I use it a lot in life because if you like eggs, good eggs are great. And if you ever crack open a bad egg, it can ruin everything. So you're a good egg, Brad. And the other motive was just for me to talk an hour a week and put something out there in the ether, you know, in the universe, that if I ever die. You know, my mom's been gone almost 11 years. I can remember what she looks like. I remember certain smells that would be around her house and that. And she loved Thrills, that gross gum. So it can always, those smells bring back her memory. But I've forgotten what she sounds like. She only sounds like my own voice in my head. So I thought, the day I die and I'm no longer around, my kids can throw one of these in and be like,
It's a great tribute to you.
But they'll hear my voice. They'll hear their dad's voice. So that was the goal of a podcast. That's not an audio drama, because then I'm playing a character, but where it's me. This is me. I think if people know me, they kind of know this is my sense of humor that I bring to the show. I don't act any different than I do normally once you get to know me. So thank you, Brad, for the last year. It's been great. And Reggie as well for coming on every five-ish episodes and filling in when guys are missing. So both of you, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on as your co-host. I will say, yeah. I've used this analogy before. I think, I'm not positive, but I've always thought it. See, you kind of got like it's funny. Sometimes when I'm going to bed, I'll put on like old late night clips from the 40s, like that are on Spotify or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just kind of have like that like 1940s late night TV, late night radio guy vibe. And it's kind of relaxing. And I think like as somebody who is a little more into the chaotic energy of life, I'm not quite on like Reggie's plane. I think Reggie's kind of an enigma of his own energy. I would never try and compare myself to his energy. But as someone who's a little more on the chaotic side, it's a nice balance of having someone who's like not like always serious, but like has a good grasp of, well, not a good grasp of the rails. That's not true at all. But someone who has like, you know, is a good like he rides the storm of chaos he surfs on Reggie's bathwater, and he handles it beautifully.
I'll tell you, I live in a house with eight other people. I know how to surf on chaos.
Yeah, that's been training you for this your whole life. But yeah, it's been a good time.
I always wanted to do a nighttime talk show on the radio. That was my dream gig, besides making movies and writing. But I'm writing, and I make the odd stuff, and I do audio. So next thing on the list, late night talk show, just to entertain those people who are up at night and don't want to think about the world. They just want to be, like you said, just entertained. And I would love to do that. So, yeah, again, thanks. So I know this is Brad Nell's What's News, and normally we do a couple news stories and the weather and random geographic location and all that. We're going to kind of put that away in a sense this episode. We're gonna talk about a few things. So looking back, Reggie, did you look back on any of the stories, or you're just gonna comment and go, yeah, I remember that one?
You know what, Nels, I really did try to look back on the stories. I did. I was looking through all of them, and I thought, how am I supposed to pick my favorite?
Just not They're your all favorite this so isn't a good. top. This isn't our top five. This
what I'm going to do is I want to tell everybody every single news article that you guys have picked, not my own, that you guys have picked, are my favorite. So have a good night. It was great to be on the podcast. I have a bath to go and take. So,
well, take us with you. It would be fitting. Okay, so we'll go to Brad. Brad, looking back, a couple stories that pop up.
Well, I was going through a lot of the old posts on Brad Nell's What's News. And honestly, it was kind of a nostalgia trip. Some of the here, just give me a minute. I want to pull up the exact headlines. I want to do them justice.
Okay, while you do that, that's Brad Nell's What's News on Facebook. Find us on Facebook. Follow us. You can see our stories. We'll post them, and you can look back on them too. Right, Reggie?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you can look me up on Instagram. It's a big green Glock.
I was the only fan.
At me. I got lots of, you know, cool posts on there about my big green Glock. And you can just shoot me an IM or whatever, the DM. IM,
DM. DM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snap you a chat. Oh, no, that's a different platform.
Oh, yeah. That's Snapchat, yeah. I'm not on Twitter yet, but I'm trying to get
you should be. Twitter, you know. Twitter is a world of angst and anger and just so many things that are wrong with social media. You can find them on Twitter, but yeah, it's fun. I'm on Twitter.
I feel
Nels
like
Nelson 88. There you go.
Or I might get into those. I might get into those Twitter wars where someone posts something stupid, and I'm like, well, now I've got to say something because it matters.
I just saved my posting for riling up Flames fans and Maple Leafs fans. Brad, almost, did you find? Did you bring up your stories?
I'm almost there.
Okay,
I'm getting,
well, it's
I'm
been
getting
a year,
there. There's so. A lot. There's a lot here. I'm currently at March.
Fans of the show will notice that I'll have one or two stories. Brad,
well, see, but I do
four.
Pick small ones and I fit them in so. Together. It's compact storytelling. It's a writing.
Okay, while you keep scrolling, and we'll come back to you, Reggie.
Yeah.
What do you think in general the biggest news story of the past 12 months has been? I think we know what your answer is going to be.
I think the biggest news story within the past 12 months, and I don't know how many news outlets have officially released this news article, but I think it's basically the biggest news story of all time, in my opinion. It's when we found out that Brad runs a charity where he feeds needy children McDonald's and gives them nice drinking water and soda pop. It's probably my most favorite one. I don't have a whole lot to talk about it, to be honest with you, because I think it just speaks for itself.
Harkening back to the episode we did Brad's eulogy from when he died.
I remember that. Yeah, that sucked. I will say, Reggie, it's funny that you brought that up, because the reason why I brought up my urgency or my the alert at or the address at the beginning was because that's kind of what I was thinking about the bathwater, because see, the African kids, they need the water, right? But I'm thinking there's not a lot of flavor, and I'm thinking you're kind of like a flavor stick. You just dip you in and you get the strawberry flavor, right? As so I was thinking get like
that's the dirtiest I've ever heard Brad talk, is calling me a flavor stick. I thought it was weird when he came up to me and he was just like, Reggie, you're just a flavor stick.
You're gonna be attached to, you ever seen Willy Wonka and they have like that fat German kid and they dip him in the river? Yeah, you're gonna get Augustus Gloop.
Is
it Augustus Gloop?
Yeah. So you're into some German flavor sticks, are you?
Okay. Gotta keep it on the rails.
Oh yeah.
Brad, what was the biggest news story you look back?
There's been a lot
on our page, but biggest news story in general.
The year. Well, one of the ones that came to mind was a more recent one, kind of rocked me to my core. Piers Morgan making it very explicitly clear that he is not the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2. But if I had to pick story all around, I mean, me getting a mini fridge, that kind of changed sort of everything. I will not lie. I'm trying to think the biggest story of all. It was OJ going on Twitter. Are you kidding me? This dude posts like 3-minute videos like three times a day. It's like 10 minutes of OJ right into my veins. Are you kidding me? Nah, it's OJ. It's not even close. Name one notable thing that happened this year. Megxit, Harry and Meghan. I remember that was a big thing. No! It's OJ, man. Are you kidding me? This dude. I mean, say what you want. Say what you want about the vicious wife murdering. But, dude can tweet. Kind of.
Actually, COVID happened like a year earlier, except for OJ got on Twitter and nobody really found out about COVID until that kind of died down.
Yeah, they were so excited about OJ being on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's all OJ's fault. If he would have went on Twitter, we all would have masked up.
Hey, if the mask doesn't fit,
this would have been over with.
I'm looking through. There's some classics that I've found looking through here. This is an old one. This is from like the second episode. I don't know if you remember a football match between cartel members leaves 16 dead. That was one of my
favorite. Probably my
second up there.
Favorite.
It's up there. That one always makes me laugh.
That's the ultimate ending to Gridiron Game.
Florida man who allegedly threatened family with Coldplay lyrics and standoff after SWAT promises him pizza. Ethan, that one was one that really.
That is a classic one. Probably my second favorite.
So wait, he used Coldplay's lyrics to
it was a threat.
Yell at someone or something? Or it was a threat? Oh.
Okay. Yeah, like he threatened another family with Coldplay lyrics, right?
Like
I don't know how it worked.
He's like, hey, I will try to fix you.
Well, we kind of talked about it for like 20 minutes on the episode. I'm pretty sure the lyric that I deemed the most threatening from Coldplay is probably like, I want to see, what is the most threatening Coldplay lyric? Like, fix you like...
When you try your best and you don't...
When you get what you want, not what you need. No, I kind of like, you know, like, I'm come up to meet you. That one kind of sounds like he's going for it. I mean, Viva La Vida is about a king, like, getting excommunicated. That's kind of threatening. I don't know, maybe he can threaten to bore them to death. Yeah. I'm actually a Coldplay fan. So...
Kate, what else is catching your eye? Your jaundiced eye looking back into the past.
Okay, well, I'm seeing one that really, really speaks to me here. It needs to be a showstopper, you know? It's got to change how I feel. Oh, how can I forget? How can I forget? Are you kidding me? Man in pictures of guns pointed at penises? Facebook group? That's my all-time favorite, honestly, next to OJ getting Twitter. Man, I won't talk about it too much. I'm spoiled for you. I'm sorry. But that's one that's always stuck out to me. Also, shout out to all the Roseanne Fortier news stories.
You know what?
She does. Shout she out. Shout out. Now shout out. She works
Brad
hard.
What's
I love...
So. She does work really hard, actually. And you know what? She's always given me good reviews on the plays I've put on. So, and that includes you as well, Reggie, and you, Brad, man, because you've been involved in the plays. So, you know, she doesn't tear us apart. And now she follows us.
What did she say about me?
She just says that Reggie Fide is just one hell of an actor.
Oh,
how's he not on the silver
She'll
screen?
She'll get that.
Because I skipped right to the gold screen.
And then
That's
she goes...
Nelson Productions.
Yes, and then she goes, a dad and three children were at the playground enjoying the swings today. So, she covers the playground scene and people being out and about. So, she is a hardworking reporter. I will give her that. She works harder than Brad and I work at reporting the news.
One that really spoke to me that you had hit us with a couple months ago was pair hired for man's broom sexual fantasy turn up in bedroom at wrong address with machetes. That one really spoke to a deep part of me that I didn't realize I wanted to awaken. I'm not sure if I still enjoy it being awake, but it definitely alerted me to.
Speaking of weird fantasies in the bedroom, that reminds me of the one where the groom was thrown off by the bride's family tradition, where the family yeah. waited all outside the bedroom while they consummated the marriage, and then they would cut a piece of the sheet out to make a giant quilt, family quilt of all the consummated sheets. Oh, man. There's some weird shit in the world.
If that was me, I would accidentally say her mom's name during sex just to make it super even more weird in there.
Just a terror giant gasp in the hallway.
I would also like to give a shout out to they're a little nostalgic for me, the stories from the original episode. I honestly still remember them to this day for the most part.
Yep.
How about a conservative mom group offended by D-word in Burger King commercial? No, not that D. The D-word turned into a big meme on the show for quite a few episodes.
We played that for a while. So, thank you, son. I had a young child of mine throw me some M&Ms under the door. He's yelling, "Dad, look under the door!" That was a good one. We played that one up for a while. The two words you can't say on the show: the C word and the D word. And we managed to say, "I did." Thank you, son. I managed to always say them right. Damn coronavirus.
You're going to guess
What else were the stories? What were the other
first
stories
episode,
in the first episode?
We had... The classic. How about the naked streakers in Edmonton? The real epidemic of this year.
Oh, Nudeminton.
So many nude stories.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of nude people in 2020.
And my goodness, one of my favorites. I forgot about this one. This is an all-time classic. The Italian mafia is now accepting gay mobsters. I forgot about the leaps that the Italian mafia took this last year of the progressiveness of allowing criminals to be homosexuals. I thought that was very, very understanding of them.
And believe it or not, people, if this is your first time listening, well, welcome to the show. Tell six friends about it.
Don't you dare tell
and
seven.
Share it with everyone.
Six.
But these are all. And they have to tell seven. The six friends have to tell seven. That's how this works, this pyramid.
Or you'll have bad luck for 7 years.
And these are all real stories. We're not.
I did fall for the Beaverton once. I did read a Beaverton article and got halfway through before I realized. But other than that.
Well, and then you realize. And it was fine. But we post them on the Facebook page, so you can go read them as well if you want. Any other stories?
Given the recent events that may or may not have taken place at the Capitol recently, really, I thought it was kind of ironic in retrospect because that we had the classic man request sword fight with ex-wife and lawyer to settle dispute.
I thought that was kind of ridiculous.
But then you literally have the president's lawyer demanding a trial by combat to determine the presidency, and really where it comes down. I mean, Biden's old, but did you see that man jogging up on the stage? If it's a wrestling match, dude, I take Biden.
Yeah,
I take Biden. Trump's winded, you know. Like,
no way, man. Do you look at Trump? See, look at how he does so much coke. He's been doing coke the last 4 years. Hey, all he needs to do is sniff.
Dude, I always kind of thought he was doing like Tang powder, and that might explain a lot. He seems like.
Think of this, all you American listeners. Believe it or not, we have American listeners. Your president, if he was doing coke every
day,
you were paying for that habit.
It's an expensive habit. Yeah. It's a lot more expensive than crack is.
Reggie, our resident drug expert.
I was reminiscing. Mel's called me the other day. We were just talking when he was driving home from work. And I was reminiscing about when I first met you, Reggie. And I against my better judgment, agreed to go to Tim Hortons with you and Brittany. And you gave me a very detailed breakdown on the shroom economy experiences. Yes. I learned
economy.
A lot.
Like psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you are an expert.
I wouldn't say I'm an expert. I don't know like all of the different species of mushroom that can... trigger psychedelic effects. I would say that, you know, if you're willing to have a good time, you have an open mind, and you can take a bath for about an hour to 6 to 7.
Is that where the strawberry flavor came from?
Strawberry water.
What was my main point?
I'm pretty sure you just
mushrooms.
Wanted to tell me about mushrooms.
It was the most.
I can't remember if there was an organic. Beginner for it, but once again, I will remind you, you are the man that posts about drinking his own bathwater on Facebook, prompted. So it's not really out of the realm of reason that you would just bring up shrooms for sake of it. It was a fun journey, though.
No. Well, listen, sometimes things just pop in my head, and then they go to my mouth, and then at that point, it's not mine anymore. It's out there.
Yeah, the mouth takes over. We've all been there. We have all been there. Yes, but some great stories we have shared. I forgot about some.
Remember Mad Mike?
I didn't look
Hughes?
All the way back through. So what else did
that insane flat earther that strapped Mad himself Mike to Hughes. A rocket yep. and died trying to prove the Earth was flat?
And
that was a good time. Yes,
that is a pioneer.
There was like a lady who was doing cartwheels.
Oh, she wasn't doing cartwheels. She,
you remember that
she
one?
kept showing up to like a Wendy's parking lot and like pooping in the lot and then running away. Pretty sure it was the story.
Yep.
Wasn't there someone naked doing
yes.
cartwheels though? And,
no,
like,
there was a guy just doing cartwheels. He tried to get away from the police by doing cartwheels.
Yeah, that's right. So many naked people and so many poopers.
Poopers, naked people, weird sex fetishes and weird traditions in the family.
Who can forget?
You know, it's
who can forget? New Zealand wizard insists reports of his retirement have been greatly exaggerated. It's been put out by my enemies, of which I have millions, says the official wizard of New Zealand. Man, that's I wonder what ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Millions
by millions.
There are millions out there who are just out to get the chief wizard of New Zealand.
man, Brad, you're the one with the computer in front of you. So what else is jumping out at you?
Oh, did I mention O.J. Simpson's Twitter? That was a classic. I really enjoyed that one.
I had to put a moratorium on the show that you stopped talking about O.J. Then I looked back and went, no, it's good.
See,
it's staying on the rails.
See, I stopped talking about him, and then when you least expect me to bring him up, that's when I stop. So then you're even more secure in me not bringing him up, and that's when I hit you. Bam! OJ time! Honestly, I don't know what OJ's been up to too much lately. I actually have not been following him as much. I have been seeing his live tweets on the Buffalo Bills games. So it's good to know that OJ and I are similarly gifted at football and our predictions.
Well, it makes sense. Former Bills player.
Hey, I will say I am the same height as Kyler Yamamoto, professional hockey player.
Who? Hockey player.
What's the difference? One has knife shoes, the other has stabby fork shoes. Is there really that different? Stabby fork shoes.
All you need for a dinner service is a football player and a
hockey player. NFL player. Okay, how about this?
Mm-hmm.
Trendon Holiday. All right, get this. He's 5'5". I'm not 5'5". I'm like 5'6", 5'7". Maybe even 5'8", if it's a good day. I have spiky
forks.
He's 165 pounds, so that's like maybe like 30 or 35 more than me, but still, that's not...
Well, you're still going to grow. If you're becoming an adult, you'll get your man body. And Reggie and I can attest, it's a dad
body.
The thing
about OJ's Twitter that really gets me is I don't think he's figured out that you can actually just tweet words. You don't actually have to record like a 10-minute video of you talking. This kind of defeats the purpose of the platform, OJ. And then the few times that he will say words, he'll just put like Monday morning, and then it's another 3-minute video. It's like, OJ, really, dude?
Well, he's circumventing the 280 character rule by making a 10-minute video. Guy's a genius, if you think about it. So much so he went to steal back his own memorabilia
Is the key. I will say this as the resident OJ expert. If you really want to have a good time on OJ's Twitter, it is all in the replies because it's literally all like, hey, OJ, remember that time that you killed those people? And then he blocks them, and then another guy goes, OJ wouldn't do that. He used to play football, as if that protects someone from murdering. Like, this is him with his Super Bowl predictions. This guy goes, did you ever predict that the gloves wouldn't fit? And it's like,
yeah. Speaking of prediction, this leads me to my last thing I wanted to focus on. Actually, there's two more things in our last few minutes here. Reggie, no one could have predicted coronavirus. Obviously, we made light of a lot of other things. That's what we do. But coronavirus turned into a pretty serious thing. Lots of people losing their lives to the point where a lot of us are, well, all of us are sitting at home on weekends not doing anything but recording podcasts. So hearts go out to those who have suffered, dealt with it, conquered it, lost family members, all of that. What is your absurd prediction of what will happen to us in the next 12 months? So next January, when we're reflecting back on the second year of Brad Nels, what do you, just an absurd prediction. Because who could have thought of a global pandemic? So,
man, I think maybe Y2K will finally catch up with us.
It was slow. Their clocks were 21 years behind.
But 2021. We're going to start seeing just planes flying from the sky, falling from the sky.
That would not be that shocking, if you think about it. I saw a post on Facebook today that said 2021, and it was a tiger sitting there with his, a male one with his balls sitting out, and a guy about to flick the tiger in the testicles going, let's start 2021. So, anything.
All right.
Brad, what do you think? What's your absurd prediction for the next year?
All right, you ready to find this out? All right, hear me out right now. Oilers win two Stanley Cups in 1 year. Never happened before. Don't know how it happened. They win two of them. It's unprecedented. All right, let me hit you with another one. OJ Simpson will drop a rap track by the end of this year. He will be dropping bars.
A rap track?
or he'll drop his rap charges. But
I'm talking about a track as in a rap song, but the charges could also be in play. All right, let me hit you with another prediction, okay? Okay.
Wait, what's the title of the song?
The song's obviously got to be called If I Did It. Like, there's really no other...
I think that's the album. The song is If the Glove Doesn't Fit, You Must Acquit.
I think it'd be great if it'd be like Why I Did It.
How I would have done it if I didn't do it, which I obviously didn't do it, but if I was going to do it, this is how I do it. Also, I hate my wife, but I love... I just bars in it, like... We just freestyle some OJ raps, all right? Ready? Just because I flip the Buffalo Bill doesn't mean I kill like Buffalo Bill. Ooh, ooh, bars. It's fire.
Nice. So he's going to
hot bars.
He's going to confess to it through rhythm and poetry, otherwise known as rap. Okay. What's your other prediction?
Did I mention the Oilers winning 7 Stanley Cups in 1 year? What? All right, next.
No, you didn't.
I will go through a lot of orange juice. It's not even funny how much orange juice I will go through. I've already gone through 2 jugs this month. There will be a lot of orange juice. Next prediction. Are you ready for this? This one's going to be a bombshell. All right, you ready? All right. I will only cut myself shaving one time.
Well, can you even grow facial
hair? Well, I only shave very rarely, so I figure it's a pretty safe bet.
Brad, from what I hear, all you got to do is just watch the shin. The shin can be the part that really... The blade gets too close to the bone, and right, it can be brutal.
Yeah, and it'll bleed bad. It'll turn your water red, make it taste like strawberry.
I have another prediction. I'll be able to sell my newly started hockey card collection for 67 cents on eBay. No, I have a couple of them. But no, I usually get them at Dollarama because they have these assorted packs from old days. Yeah,
that's
I know.
Where I
they
buy
get like $2 and they put so much in there. Yeah. Just today, I had bought a bunch. I got a holographic Lady Bing trophy Wayne Gretzky from the 90s when he's with the Kings.
Wow.
Nice. Brad, I'm going to start sending you pictures of all my cards. I probably have 20,000.
I'm pretty new
plus
to
hockey cards
thing.
From 1981.
Yeah, I also got a signed
it's outrageous.
Jeff O'Neill card from the Whalers. So cool.
Oh, dog.
Yeah, I'll make a good 67 cents off of it.
I'm not going to lie. I got a signed Connor McDavid card this Christmas. I sure did.
You signed it? Was that a tip?
No, it wasn't a tip. I got it from, like, my wife went out and got me
That's
cards,
cool.
And I got a signed Connor McDavid. And I screamed like a little girl. I was so excited. I haven't been this excited for a Christmas present since
Jesus was born.
Are you ready to be the only owner of a 7-time Stanley Cup champion in 1 year? Signed.
Oh, wow. It will be worth
bucks.
20 bucks.
Arguably 22, I would say. I'll give you even 23 if you want. I'm open to negotiation on that front.
Nice. All right. So, a couple of things that we wrap up here. Thanks for your prediction. My prediction for the next year is Brad's electricity bill will go through the roof because he has a mini fridge in his bed.
It's low voltage.
Yeah, but you're going to put a lot of orange juice in there. And then you're gonna turn 18 and you might put other things.
No, I will not put children in the mini fridge, Nelson. I'm not.
What kind of psycho do I take you for? All right. This has been a fun year. We've done some things. We've tweaked the show. I think we found a good rhythm with stories and then a random geographical location. And Brad's weather reports are priceless. I'm just going to say,
Brad, I'm a huge fan of your weather reports. Well, once again, I've been thinking about dropping maybe a book or something on how I do it. I think it comes down to having a window.
You should.
and you need to be really good at Cool in the Gang karaoke. I found that has come in handy quite a few times over the run of the show.
That has happened. We do unqualified advice. And another thing we do, Brad, and I know you appreciate it too, and I do, is the guests we have on. Starting with you, Reggie. It's always fun. Ethan Williams, he's been a regular. Austin Ross.
Don't say their
those
names.
Those two from Yegg Sports.
You gotta,
who filled in for you?
Listen. As someone who like a breakup,
I know I'm.
You gotta move past mentally.
I'm speaking beyond the grave in the podcast wars. Ethan Beduza and Ryan McNee. We had two women
who came on Mother's Day, talked
about their moms. We had Cheryl and Susan Denman, Cheryl Farina. So who am I missing? Who else have we had on? I think that's pretty much
Nathan
all the brave souls who have come on.
Oh, Nathan.
But I know Brad.
Work in progress.
Who? Nathan Fillion. Yeah, he was on once. He just sat there quietly and listened. I was thinking this the other day. I was driving out to my run to pick up garbage. Nathan Fillion's on a billboard that says, "The Rookie, Sundays at 8 on CTV. I'm thinking, does he ever come home to visit his mom? Apparently he comes home quite often. Maybe not this year, but maybe so, because COVID times. And he drives through his own city he was born and raised in. He sees his face on a billboard.
It's real, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
You know, I found out I went
Brad,
to the same
Brad, you and I need to find... Yeah, Brad, you and I need to save some money up and put a billboard up in Vegas. A Brad Nels What's New billboard. We can drive through and be like, haha, we should do that. How much do you think that would cost?
Well, given it's Vegasville, probably a total of like... I think it depends how much we're going to recoup from the advertising. I'm thinking maybe if we steal some material from Reggie's OnlyFans... And we pop that up there. I'm like, I'm thinking maybe Main Street. I don't know if Reggie's OnlyFans content is quite Main Street quality, but maybe a 51st, which is my street. I think I might have to talk.
I have like a giant poster of myself that's all kind of on my wall. And it's just me and like a
Do you have any cardboard cutouts
pose.
Of yourself?
It doesn't matter which one. You could just paint over it.
Do you have any cardboard cutouts of yourself? You seem like the kind of person that would have a cardboard cutout of himself.
I have several. I kind of like put them around the house so that I can surprise myself. I'm like, oh, hey, Reg, how you doing?
Oh, Reg, hey, buddy, looking good.
Oh, damn.
But anyway, maybe we should start a GoFundMe page to pay for our own billboard. Lifelong dream of having our own billboard. So I'm going to check into it. I'm going to check out how much it costs for a week of advertising on a billboard in Vegreville.
We have
so they always say when you make your own movie, Brad and Reggie, you have a film festival and you're the only entrant and you win your own film festival. So self-promotion is key to happiness.
Can the billboard just be all three of us sitting in a tub and like we're scrubbing each other's backs or something?
Brad's in the front reading
a
newspaper.
Okay, that's a great idea, but how about you just Photoshop me in and I don't do that?
They'll know. People are smart these days.
People know how videos and camera images can be manipulated by technology. You know, the power we have through the three phones we're using for this show is more powerful than...
I'm using a computer because I'm a professional with a professional microphone.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm...
There you go. How? Well, then that computer has enough power to fly a zillion spaceships to the moon.
How are you doing that? I tried to figure that out because I have a microphone and a computer, but I couldn't figure out how to record myself, but not record with other people.
You just sign in when I email you the link. You click on it, and I'll take.
Yeah, that's why I was going to send it to me through email.
Well, I'd email you the link, and you would click on it. Next time, episode 30. You got time to sort that out. You just have to have your anchor page open, anchor.fm, I believe.
It pretty much takes you there. Like it just takes you there, and you just hit join.
There you go. What an exciting conclusion to our year recap. A little bit of technical speak about Anchor. By the way, if you are interested in starting your own podcast, I can't recommend Anchor and the Anchor app and anchor.fm any more than this. This has been great. We don't have any caps on how many episodes we do, none of that, and it's free. So, and if you live in the United States of America, you can monetize it, but I won't get into that. That's, I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the legacy. So again, let's wrap this up, gentlemen. This has been fun. It's been a great year. Brad, thank you as always. You are a shining light in some crazy times. Reggie, you as well, and your witty, very intellectual and thoughtful answers. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you coming on, signing on to be the guy who comes on every five episodes. I know everybody looks forward. Believe it or not, they're hugely listened to. So
if it's anything,
people must like you, Reggie.
If there's anything that I want to be known for when I die, it's intellectual, I think. I think when I die, people are going to go, after listening to Brad Knows What's News, they're going to think, oh, he probably read a lot of books.
he knows his mushrooms and where they grow. And he knows how to, you know, take a bath. So,
by the way, Muffin Top Magazine is the magazine you can subscribe to get your weekly mushroom news.
All right. So, but it's always a slice. It's been a great year. I look forward to the next year. I hope everyone else does listening, and you too as well. And we have a hell of a ride in a good sense. It's all uphill and top of the mountain looking at the year, as opposed to wondering what the hell is happening like this past year. So, gentlemen,
would you mind if I close
as
this
always,
out
thank
song?
You very much.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay,
I guess so.
He
didn't get that, did he?
Okay, I see what you did.
Reggie.
Now. Okay, so pretend, you know, like all like the cool documentaries, that it goes like it ends in a song that's like really nostalgic and it brings it all together. I figure I would sing a song to close it all out, but like heartfelt, but also it's kind of bad, but like it's nostalgic in a way, and it kind of wraps it all together.
All right, so you
want
can
do
to
it as I'm singing if
goodbye,
that works as well. It's kind of like background music. I'm not sure.
No, I think we'll
yeah, it
off,
is an
so.
Emotion.
Like
it
one of those emotional songs,
song.
Kind of like sweat, baby, Texas, Texas, drop it, and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would, like that, right?
So, but we'll find out. So, Reggie, thanks for coming on. Episode 25, Brad Nell's What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to.
No, I got it. I did it. I did it finally. It took 25 episodes.
I'll just finish this. So, Brad, thanks as well. And we're signing off episode 25. It's been our year in review, and look forward to entertaining you for another year. And here's Brad wrapping us over.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. I can't remember how that song goes. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go,
such a,
but you can stay here.
And it is closing time on episode 25. Thanks, Reggie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Closing
Let's
time.
Do this again, shall we?
Time for you to go out.
As always, take care,
from.
Everybody. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear your
closing
mask.
Time.
Stay home. Till next time. This has been Brad Knowles. What's News? Bye, Reggie.
Also,
bye,
remember,
Brad.
If you get a rash, don't try and scrape it off yourself.
Key advice.
Every
that
new
made Brad
beginning
stops.
Comes from some other beginnings, and ooh, I'm.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Brad Nell's What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. If you enjoyed the show, please feel free to let us know. You can go on Twitter and go to @AudioNells and leave a comment there about this show, and check out other shows that we produce and put out there in the podcast universe. Or you can go to facebook.com/BradNellsWhatsNews, give us a like,
and put a comment out there. Maybe you have a question for unqualified advice that you'd want us to answer on a show. So feel free to do that. So once again, follow us on Twitter and give us a like on Facebook. And thank you for listening to Brad Nell's What's News.